ARD Sounds.
MDR Kultur. Studio Session.
Festival Vibes bei MDR Kultur. Draußen vor dem Festivalstudio wird gespielt, während wir uns auf eine weitere MDR Kultur Studio Session hinter der großen Schaufensterscheibe vorbereiten. Und ich kann gleich mal ein bisschen falsche Erwartungen wecken, denn ich sag Ihnen ordentlich Beats, ordentlich Bass und ein bisschen Bossa Nova versteckt in einem elektronisch verzierten Klanggewand. Das wäre eine typische Mischung für einen Song von Raquel Martins, eine junge Künstlerin, brasilianisch beeinflusst, portugiesisch geprägt und in London gereift. Herzlich willkommen, Raquel.
Hallo, hallo. Thank you for having me.
I just told our listeners that usually there's a lot going on when you're on stage. I mean, electronically, and yeah, music has a lot of complex structures to it. But today, you're going to do something entirely different. Heute bringt sie uns was ganz anderes mit. And that is what?
Yeah, it's just me and a guitar, you know?
How unfamiliar is this situation, or how familiar is that to you?
It's super familiar, you know. I think I can't... This is kind of how it started. This is like also the music that I grew up with. It's, you know, Brazilian music, bossa nova, like people like João Gilberto and stuff. It's just voice and guitar really always. So I kind of come from that background, but I always thought it was really interesting because we're in 2026, right? I'm not in the 70s. Like, what with the tools that I have now, how can I put that music in a different context, and how can we move forward, you know, with stuff? So I always find it super fascinating doing electronic and with the band, you know, the live show. There's a lot going on, but I think with my any production that I make, I think if the song works on its own, it's a song, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the balance, you know?
Nice.
It's not just noise.
I get it. Raquel hat erzählt, normalerweise ist sie mit der Band auf der Bühne und da geht eine Menge ab natürlich. Und wenn sie jetzt aber so spielt, ich habe sie gefragt, ist das dir sehr unvertraut? Und dann sagt sie, nein, gar nicht. Da komme ich her mit den Bossa Nova, mit der lateinamerikanischen Musik bin ich groß geworden. Und es ist ganz natürlich und auch spannend zu gucken, dahin zurückzugehen, ganz akustisch und zu gucken, jetzt bin ich im Jahr 2026, wie kriege ich das trotzdem in die Jetztzeit? So, just translating for our listeners a little bit of what you said. And shall we hear a first song then? And then we talk
course,
a bit more after that.
I'm going to play a song called Mountains, which is from my second EP, Empty Flower. I don't know, just feel like playing that. It's a bit of an older one.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, Raquel Martins, Flowers. First song in the MDR Kulturstudio Sessions.
Try to move a mountain.
try one more time. I nearly lost my mind, still can't find. You don't want to see by it to pull, by it to put, by it to pull, by it to pull, by it to pull. All these things we leave behind. Find a way inside. No, no. Touch with this a million times. Oh, boom, boom, boom.
Martins mit geschlossenen Augen ganz nah am Mikrofon in der MDR Kulturstudio Session live vom Rudolstadt Festival. Und ich werde Sie jetzt mal fragen, ich habe so den Eindruck, dass die lateinamerikanischen Elemente in dieser sehr reduzierten akustischen Variante ihrer Musik noch stärker zum Tragen kommen. Raquel, your songs being played this way acoustically, like a little bit downstripped, just you and your guitar. Do you feel like this makes the Latin elements of your music shine even more?
You know, I think probably, right? Because it's the way I play. It's almost like the swing of like how I play, right? It could be the same chords. Everyone's got a different swing, a different way of feeling music, right? And I grew up with that kind of element. So in every chord that I play, I think that comes, that's like the roots of it, I think, pop through. I think so, you know?
Yeah. Also sie sagt, Sie haben es wahrscheinlich gehört, Zustimmung, und sie denkt, dass es daran liegt, dass, wenn sie so spielt, noch mehr von ihren Wurzeln einfach durchscheinen kann. Let's talk about those roots. You are of Portuguese origin, from a family with South American roots, I have read.
I've got some like cousins and distant family in Brazil, but grew up in Portugal. Uh-huh. And so my actually main nuclear family is everyone's Portuguese.
Die Kernfamilie ist portugiesisch, aber es gibt brasilianische Verwandte, ja.
But everyone's really, just grew up, everyone loved Brazil music, and that's kind of, I grew up more with Brazilian music, I think, than actual Portuguese. So that's always been my like biggest like influence, and you know, people like Milton Nascimento, which is like my favorite artist of all time, is from Minas, a part of Brazil.
Uh-huh. What's the name again?
Milton Nascimento.
Milton Nascimento, ein Künstler aus Brasilien, der ihr total am Herzen liegt. Und sie sagt, das war die Musik, die wir in der Familie am meisten gehört haben. But you moved to London when you were 17. Did you move away? Did you try to get away a little bit from that?
Yeah.
To broaden the horizons?
Yeah, definitely. And also I think because I grew up with Brazil music, I grew up with jazz music, and I studied a lot of jazz. I think for me, I was like, oh, so what? I'm going to make a Brazilian record or like a bossa record or a jazz record. Nah. And I started finding, when I was around 15, I started finding a lot of bands that lived from London, Australia, that merged everything. So I was like, oh, so like if everything felt integrated, then it almost ticked all my boxes of like, I don't know if this is a very hyperactive brain way of like, wow, this means that I could merge all my influences and have a sound. And then I started really being interested in developing my own sound, almost like a unique language of playing, right? And I think that's when moving to London felt like, this is where people are interested in this, in languages and just musical, in someone like Milton, this person that I mentioned, just sounds like him. There's no one in the world, and you kind of build your own box, but it's only a reflection of all your influences. So I think that really interested me in London.
Ah, also sie hatte dann mit 15 so das Gefühl, ich habe jetzt Jazz ein bisschen kennengelernt und brasilianische Musik und dann gibt's aber Leute in der Welt, die schaffen, daraus was Neues und ganz Eigenes zu machen, wie der erwähnte Künstler Milton, der was gemacht hat, was es auf der Welt noch gar nicht gibt. Und sie hat gedacht, wo kann ich hingehen, wo kann ich das lernen? Und London war dann der Platz der Wahl, um sich mit musikalischen Sprachen weiter auseinanderzusetzen. How did Fado, the Portuguese music, inspire you? You said Brazilian music was great, but then Portugal, of course, has its own long-standing musical tradition. Did that play a role?
Yeah, well, you know what? This is something that I've been recently finding a lot and researching a lot, but it's not something that I grew up with. Fado, Portugal has a lot of culture of the longing, right? It's like people, the husbands would leave for war and like the wives would be sad at home, like, and this father, this longing, that's a very Portuguese feeling, longing. We call it saudade.
How do you call it?
Saudade, in Brazilian, saudade. Yeah. I think this is something that I personally didn't resonate with harmonically in music and stuff as much as, and I was a lot more leaning, I think, because Brazilian music has the jazz influence as well. And but recently I've been connecting with a lot of people like Carlos Paredes, and there's a lot of, I've been connecting with Portugal more, you know, now, which is really interesting.
Does it mean that your music might change and drift toward that in the future?
Is that? There is, on the new project that I'm making, there's definitely more influence. I bought traditional Portuguese guitar from Braga, from North, and I've been enjoying it, but it's part of, I think, the music and the choices are always a part of your history as a person, right? Mm-hmm. And I think now that I'm getting into it, now that I'm connecting more, because I moved to London when I was 17, so a lot of, I guess I just grew up there, I guess the way I speak, the way I speak English, everything is just very British in a way, but I'm not British. Like I carry all this like Portuguese
growing
vibe.
Growing can also mean growing back.
Exactly. So I think a part of me, you know, and this is why just connecting. Yeah. I've put out my first album in September, which is called London. When are you gonna feel like home? Because I was really struggling with this, because Portugal lost that safe space connotation of home, because I was in London for 5 years at the time, but London wasn't there, because I imagine for you guys it's like Berlin, very temporary city, a lot of movement, so it's hard sometimes to feel settled. And I just felt the need, I think, after that to kind of explore a bit, because emotionally, you know, as a person, like I'm also Portuguese, I'm different than a British person.
Right, let me translate a little bit of that. Ich habe nach Fado gefragt, nach der traditionellen portugiesischen Musik, die ja wirklich sehr tragisch ist. Wir haben über Saudade oder Saudade auf Brasilianisch gesprochen. Dieses Lebensgefühl, das sich darin ausdrückt, das viel mit Verlust und Trauer zu tun hat. Und Raquel hat erzählt, dass sie als Teenager wenig damit anfangen konnte und eher weg wollte davon, dass sie aber jetzt gerade das wiederentdeckt hat. Und dann zeigte sich im Gespräch, dass sie gerade sogar ein kleines Projekt am Laufen hat, wo sie sich mit einer portugiesischen Gitarre auf ihre Wurzeln zurückbesinnt, und es könnte sein, dass da ein Album oder Musik erscheint demnächst, die sich wieder damit mehr beschäftigt, weil sie das Gefühl hat, doch, es sagt mir was und ich kann damit was anfangen. Ich musste da erst hinwachsen, indem ich weggehe von zu Hause. Your first career in London was being a session guitarist, and from what I know, you were quite sought after as a session guitarist. Sie hat für viele andere gearbeitet als Session Gitarristin und im Studio.
Yeah, that kind of happened. That happened. It was interesting. I finished university and I started like touring for other people, and it's a lot, you know, being away. I think that also amplified that feeling of being away from home all the time, and then people like coming back to London, and you know, you come back home right after a tour, you come back home. I was coming back to London. I was like, oh, like, so, you know,
what
I think,
home,
yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what kind of triggered it all. But yeah, I've learned so much about live shows, you know. Even yesterday at the festival, we have a little problem with my guitar, and I think it just teaches you that like you cannot do anything about it. It's human when things go wrong, right?
Okay.
But yeah, I think it's really, it taught me a lot of experience and stuff, and I think there's something cool about live music and things going wrong, in a way, because it's more like a recording of a show will be immortal, right? You can hear it forever in 10 years, in 12. This interview will be like, you can hear it back, whatever. But yesterday, the people that were there and like witnessing and living things, that's like mortal, you know, that will almost die with the people that were there, with the person individually. So I think I like when things go wrong in a way sometimes. I think that makes stuff unique. But I think sessioning really taught me how to be calm with everything, you know.
Okay. Also ich habe sie gefragt nach ihrer Tätigkeit direkt nach der Universität. Ist sie nämlich als Session-Gitarristin viel gebucht worden und dann hat sie erzählt von dieser Zeit und wie das Live-Spielen, dieser eine Moment, der dann unwiederbringlich einmal geschehen und weg ist, anders als zum Beispiel unser Interview, das wir gerade aufnehmen, das man immer wieder nachhören kann, eine ganz besondere Magie hat und wo Fehler auch zum Leben gehören und ja, ich krieg's jetzt nicht mehr so schön gefasst, wie Raquel das gerade gesagt hat, dass das Live-Spielen für sie eine Dimension hat und eine Tiefe, die sonst nur schwer zu erreichen ist und sie sehr bereichert hat. So, this made you then somehow decide to have a solo project going on. And I'm really looking forward to hear some music from you and your solo career now. What are the songs that we will be hearing from you right now? What will you play for us?
I think I'm gonna play some songs from my album that just came out, and it's kind of the first time playing them, some of them acoustically like this. But I'm gonna play the first one's called Ninguém, which means no one in Portuguese. And yeah, then I'm gonna play another song called I Wanna Live Next to the Sea, which was, I think, a very important song on the album, because it talks a lot about this feeling of wanting to go back to Portugal, but like not knowing exactly what, because it changed, right? And yeah, and I think I'm going to play a song called Little Boy as well. To be decided. I'm going to decide on the last
one. Okay, wir hören Songs auf jeden Fall vom neuesten Album, das im September erschienen ist. Die ersten zwei hat sie gerade ein bisschen beschrieben. Und dann noch einen, den sie sich einfallen lässt, wenn es soweit ist. Eine kleine Mini-Studio-Session. Raquel Martin bei MDR Kultur.
Just after midnight, there is a place where you come out to play. You say the weight on my shoulders will slide away. Maybe I'll get a taste. I don't got much to lose. I've been running for clues. So sorry, but you look at me like that and I look away. Your eyes tell me something I'm too scared to say. You're biting your lip, this could be a mistake. I think you should go. I want you to know I'm tired of these games. It's me versus my brain. See you. My system shuts down, please. I hear the brakes. This girl drives me away. I don't got much to lose. I've been running for clues. Not too much I can do. Let that be my excuse. So sorry, but you look at me like that and I look away. Your eyes tell me something I'm too scared to say. You're biting your lip, this could be a mistake. I think you should go. You ask for my name, okay, time to go home. A little more fun in my life wouldn't hurt. You say that my actions don't match my words. They usually do, but this time you're a girl. Eu não digo a ninguém. Eu não digo a ninguém. Eu não digo a ninguém. Is it much to ask what for just a little talk with who? With the one who rolls the dice. Oh no, oh, is it much to ask what for just a little talk with who? With the one who rolls the dice. Oh no, 'cause he's stealing all my life. Eu não digo a ninguém.
Nice. Gonna play a really special song called I Wanna Live Next to the Sea.
next to the sea. My friends, they're happy, but they forgot about me. But you're not fucking all that he is. My friends, they're happy, 'cause they live next to the sea. My friends, they're happy, but they forgot about me. I'm gonna play my last song, which is called Little Boy, which is also part of my last album, London, When You're Gonna Feel Like Home, last and first, surely not the last one. And it's about just like being yourself, you know? I don't know, it's a song I wrote when I cut my hair short and I realized I could just be me, you know? Anyways, it's a fun one. Why'd you cut your hair? You look like a little boy, like a little boy. I swear I'm open-minded, I still fancy you, but what's the point? Your mother told me you always played with the wrong toys, with the wrong toys. I just think if you could dress more feminine, she'll feel such joy. Changing who I am, it's only getting better. No more waiting to be me, it's only getting better. And it took me some time to get used to the changes in the weather. But now I'm finding home in me, it's only getting better. What's the big deal? Yes, I felt like a little boy. What does it even mean to be a boy or girl? It's not that deep, I'm just a bit dumb. And it's so dumb. My dad is saying, Raquel, you're changing just a bit much. What's a bit much? But I'm not changing, I'm just going back to who I always was. Thank you. better. There's a bit of in the air. Oh, baby, from today I'm only doing me, doing me, doing me. No more changing who I am. It's only getting better. There's a bit of in the air. Oh, baby, from today I'm only doing me.